I see Tina's shaking her head. You don't
know. No, I'm a cyclist and I'm a motorist, and I must say we do not have the luxury of cycle lanes on small country roads in Wicklow. And I, when I'm out, I am really aware if there's traffic behind me, I pull in and let it overtake, because it is not for me doing 20 miles an hour or kilometres or whatever to hold somebody up who, you know, a whole line of traffic. No.
I've seen you come down that hill now. From Glenealy into Rattrum.
You sure have.
Talk about wings. Anyway, that's enough of that. You're welcome, Tina. Thanks for joining us, Tina Koumarianis. And Tina has some problems to sort out. Hi, Tina. I've been dating a lovely guy for the past couple of years, and I get on really well with him and all his family. We hopefully look forward to getting engaged at Christmas. However, last week I was called away at the last minute to a business conference in Cork to stand in for a colleague who was sick. My boyfriend's mother had gone off for a few days with some of her girlfriends on a continental mini break. But when I was going into the conference in the hotel, I noticed her kissing a man in the lobby of the hotel and the two of them getting into the lift together. They went up to the fourth floor. I'm not sure, but I think she may have seen me staring at her as she turned around in the lift. I was so shocked, I didn't know what to do. I'm wondering, where do I go from here? I haven't been around to their heads, the house, since, because it's so awkward. Should I tell my boyfriend? Should I confront his mother? Or should I just leave it well enough alone?
Excuse me, should you shop it to the family or confront her? Well, now, that very much depends on whether you want your relationship to continue or not. I think we can assume from the fact that she was not on the continent that she had to lie about her whereabouts to the family, that this is not a platonic relationship, or that she was merely greeting an old friend and popping up to the fourth floor bedroom for a vertical catch-up. You have no idea what's going on in your boyfriend's mother's life. His parents may have an open marriage, she may be very unhappy with her husband, or she merely may be having a fling, all of which does not concern you in the slightest. It is not your business. Now for the difficult part. It's meeting her again without looking guilty or awkward. If she did see you, she will be waiting for your reaction and will probably be quite nervous, wondering what you're going to do. If I were you, and you're clever, I would act perfectly normally. Don't overdo it. I'm so happy to see you. Are you exhausted after your holiday? How was the nightlife? If she... Yes.
Divilment or what?
If she brings it up when you're alone together, just shrug. Tell her it's not your business, and what happens in Cork stays in Cork. She needn't worry about you. You saw nothing. Let life continue as it is, and if you're still not sure whether to spill the beans, just stop for a moment and think of the ramifications all around of you opening your big mouth. Keep it shut.
Yes, I totally agree.
Would you? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not your business.
No. Why go down there? I could just imagine her thoughts, though.
Well, it's the end of everything. It's probably the end of the woman's marriage, the end of her engagement. And no, you just keep shut your mouth.
Dear Tina, and it's asktinak@gmail.com. Hi, Tina. I struggle to make friends. I live with my partner who works late. He always tells me to meet up with my friends, but I don't have any. I'm 24 and don't work in a job where I meet people. What should I do? I'm so used to life like this.
Well, firstly, you are absolutely going to have to make the effort to make some friends and to socialise with them, because if you don't, your partner is going to find this relationship with you very claustrophobic. You'll lose him, and then sadly, you really will feel on your own. I know this is tough to hear, but unless I spell it out for you, I don't think you're going to realise how serious this is. He doesn't want to feel constantly guilty when he wants to meet up with his friends or has to work late, knowing that you're going to be on your own, just waiting for him to come home. It's horrible to feel constantly guilty when you're not doing anything wrong. You don't meet people at work and you don't go out, so you have absolutely nothing to talk to him about and rely on him to entertain you. That also is not fair. And I know it really must be a very lonely situation for you, but only you can change this situation, and it actually has to stop. I know you may love your job, but actually I think you may have become institutionalized in it because you're frightened of something new. I would definitely look at changing jobs to something more interesting and lively with more people you could interact with. Maybe go out to lunch with or at least have a chat during your break and maybe meet up for cinema or a drink after work. There must be something you enjoy doing, so think about it. Take up a hobby, even if you think you're already really good at it, and or get involved in some local social work or committee work. You don't say what your work involves, so I don't know whether you're good with figures or secretarial work or something else, but you could be very, very handy and useful to a voluntary organisation in the evening, where not only would you be doing good, but you'd also meet a whole new set of people. And remember, you're not doing it every night, so it's not like, oh, he's out all day and then I wouldn't see him in the... I'm talking about one night a week or two nights a week. In most cases where you're not sure about something, just put yourself in the other person's place. In this case, your boyfriend's, and think how he must feel. Were you really that isolated when you first met him, or have you just become too reliant on that poor guy? Remember, you must have had the courage to have been out and about at some stage when you met him, and he obviously thinks you're lovely, so I'm sure new friends would do too. You've got to get out there or change your job, or preferably both.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Tina. Please, can you give me some advice regarding a lifelong friend of mine? We are both rapidly approaching 50 and still have a very active and busy lifestyle with work, family, socializing with friends, etc. And this is my issue. Both of us are gay men. Both are in a long-term committed relationship with our respective partners. Yet when we agree to meet up at a pub or restaurant, my friend insists on wearing makeup, concealer, brows, fake tan, the works. While growing up and in our 20s, my friend always wore makeup, and this didn't bother me at all. And he's a very vain person, but he always has been. And if it made him feel better, then so be it. However, at this stage of our lives, it looks ridiculous. I just don't understand why he goes overboard to the point of being blatantly obvious he is caked in gunk. I don't think he's trying to appeal to a potential partner. He is happily attached. At home, he never wears the stuff, and the same for work. It's just when he goes out on the weekends, he definitely does not want to be a woman, nor has he ever expressed any desire to dress like one. He's very much a man's man in that respect. It's like he's two different people, the home everyday guy and then the social butterfly at weekends. How do I tell him to tone it down without falling out? Because at this stage, he is less Coco Chanel and more Coco the Clown.
Yeah. Oh, dear. It's interesting if his partner hasn't said anything to him about his look. If it's so over the top, maybe his partner has and has been shot down in flames, so you need to tread very carefully. You say this very vain guy has been a really good friend for the last 30 years, so do keep in mind, many of us older divas do love to trowel on the slap and to give ourselves some extra colour on our paling pallor, especially if we don't have the opportunity to do so during the week. That's when we can tend to get a little out of practice and exaggerate the look, especially on winter evenings when the light for making ourselves fabulous may make us go somewhat over the top. As a really good friend, why not broach the subject by finding some really great fashion adverts with men merely enhancing their best features with just a little makeup rather than the Johnny Depp look in Pirates of the Caribbean. Say you've just come across these pictures and suggest they would look really great on him with his colouring at this time of the year with so little natural light. Depending on just how friendly you are and what you're willing to spend on a Christmas present, why not buy him a day makeup course for Christmas? These days, anything goes, and the ladies do love a camp queen. I learned most fabulous tips from pretty boys in the fashion industry than I ever did from any of my girlfriends. They were brilliant, and they were fabulously bitchy as well, which was even better. It made the makeup sessions.
I could imagine you enjoying that. Absolutely.
It was wonderful.
Okay, just looking at the time, let's go to our query number four. Hi, Tina. I married my husband when I was 18, some 20 plus years ago, and we have always got on well together. We have two children who are now grown up, but I feel that I missed out on a lot by marrying so early and settling down. I long for the excitement of dating and getting to know other men, which I know deep down is ridiculous, but I'm thinking more and more about it each day. Is this normal, or am I just going through a bad patch? Tell me it will pass.
Well, a bit of both, I suppose. When you marry early, there's always the possibility of the question of, did I miss out, especially if you've only experienced the one lover. While you were looking after your two children and your home, I'm sure many of your friends were out dating, going on holidays and having a good time, whereas you were dealing with what you might consider the more mundane things of life. However, here you are at 40 with what could be considered to be a good life and marriage, apart from you feeling you may have missed out on the dating scene. I bet some of your friends felt they couldn't make such a big commitment or possibly didn't get the opportunity, and now at this age wonder if they made the right decision if they're lonely. If I were to get a bunch of women here into this studio and ask them how their dating experiences have been over the years, especially as they started entering middle age, I think you might find a lot of what is on offer are gentlemen who have a lot of baggage with possibly failed marriages, children and all that entails behind them, or who are already spoken for and who, like you, are looking for a bit on the side. Remember some years ago there was that dating agency specifically for married people who were looking for a thrill. They were outed. I remember when they were outed, I was on the Elaine show, and there were a hell of a lot of very nervous married people wondering if they were going to be named. The way I see it is you have no complaints with your husband, just periodic pangs of what might have been. Coming from a lot of ladies out there, do yourself a favour and stay put, because I tell you, if you don't, there will be a queue of single women to snatch your husband the minute he becomes available.
Very difficult to live with, you know, feeling that you should have. Back.
Yeah, but we all should have done things in the past, but you've got to compartmentalize them into, if the thing you've got now is really good, why do you want to mess it up? To do what? To possibly have a bit of a fling? I mean, how would you feel if he did it to you? Would you be delighted? Would you say, oh, darling, I'm so happy you did that. Now, can we both have an open marriage? Or would you be crestfallen and upset? And would it actually break up your marriage?
Okay.
Anyway, you don't know how long he's going to live. I mean, there might be a possibility a little later on. Now, that's the alternative. As Tina for the alternative solution. I'm not suggesting you for a minute that you do anything nasty to him, but you never know the moment your husband might disappear.
Right, I think that's the answer of the day. We'll bottle all that. Thank you.
Oh, dear.
All right, ask Tina K at gmail.com. Thanks, Tina.